talk about is magic tricks and politics. How can you know what's true?
October 2018 seems so long ago, with Asheville band The Fritz performing at the Salvage Station with no masks, no social distancing, and also no concern for volume. But for the first time in 20 years, Asheville officials want to update the city's vague noise ordinance to reflect concerns and complaints from a growing residential population. And that has raised alarms in a music community nearly muted by the pandemic.
Like, why now? Why couldn't this be tabled until later?
Jessica Thomason is the founding manager of Echo Mountain Recording Studios and co-founder of Asheville Music Professionals. Thomason spoke this past Wednesday at an online information session hosted by AMP about the proposed ordinance.
Venues have already closed in this town. My livelihood is at stake here and so many other people's if this passes the way it is.
For the first time, city officials are proposing specific decibel limits, up to 75 decibels anywhere in the city from 7 a.m. until 10 p.m., and at all other hours, the sound ceiling drops to 67 decibels. As points of comparison, according to the Hearing Health Foundation of New York, the volume from directly next to a hairdryer or vacuum cleaner averages 70 decibels. Normal conversation happens around 60 decibels. The working timeline in Asheville has a final proposal going to City Council in February, with new standards going into effect in July. But even Ben Woody, the Director of Development Services for the city who is spearheading the revised sound ordinance, says that timeline is likely unrealistic.
Honestly, for whatever it's worth, I think we've managed to make everybody upset with the noise ordinance. So I acknowledge there's some more work to do.
City staff studied 6 years of noise complaints, conducted their own sound measurements, surveyed 1,500 people, held 30 meetings with stakeholders, and studied ordinances from New York to Seattle to Greenville, along with a dozen other cities, before drafting the Asheville proposal. Still, while the proposed ordinance is agnostic when it comes to the sources of sound, anywhere from industrial to automotive to residential, the music community seems particularly aggrieved.
We can't take decimeters and chase cars up and down the road.
But the city can potentially cite or ticket venues, along with individual buskers. And promoters of outdoor shows are particularly vulnerable. The new Rabbit Rabbit, which exclusively hosts outdoor events, neighbors high-density condos and apartments on Cox Avenue.
We've spent the last 9 months, you know, filing for unemployment, trying to figure out how we can pay our mortgages, you know, literally surviving.
Liz Whalen is the marketing and special events director of the Orange Peel, which owns Rabbit Rabbit.
We are barely keeping our heads above water. We don't need to be kicked when we're down.
Woody said the music community should take solace in one finding. In all the pre-pandemic sound surveys conducted in Asheville, including from outside live music shows, there wasn't a single instance of a club exceeding the proposed sound limits.
The handful of measurements we did around music venues was focused on ones we got complaints on. We never get complaints on the Orange Peel or the Gray Eagle or Isis because they manage their facilities really well.
But I'm going to do the same call next week with the same number of residents. They're going to throw an entirely set of different darts at me. You know, we get thousands and thousands of complaints on noise every year in the city. Not to say they're all valid, but it is an issue that affects people. And so the city is in the position of trying to find balance.
City staff are still taking public comments on a website devoted to this issue. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.